9 people are in the running to succeed Miloš Zeman as Czech president in elections in January after fulfilling the necessary criteria. 2, Petr Pavel and Danuše Nerudová, collected 50,000 signatures, while the remainder secured the backing of legislators. Ian Willoughby joins me now to discuss the candidates. Ian, who are the 9?
Well, I guess, Ruth, we should go through them in alphabetical order, in which case the first is Andrej Babiš, very well known. He is a billionaire oligarch who entered politics 11 years ago with the ANO party. Since then, he's been finance minister and more recently prime minister of Czechia. He is a former member of the Communist Party, the pre-1989 Communist Party, but he denies having been a secret police agent. Then there is Jaroslav Bašta. He, interestingly, was an anti-communist dissident back in the day, in the past, but he is now a candidate of the anti-EU, anti-migrant party, Freedom and Direct Democracy. And, by the way, Mr. Bašta was also Czech ambassador to Russia and to Ukraine. And another candidate is Senator Pavel Fischer. He was an advisor to President Václav Havel back in the 90s. And he actually stood in the last elections for president when he came third in the first round. But Mr. Fischer is a social conservative and he has drawn criticism for comments that he made about homosexuals.
But Mr. Fischer is not the only repeat candidate.
No, that's true. Also standing again is Marek Hilscher. He came fifth in the first round the last time. He's a doctor who first came to public attention in protests supporting Ukraine that was after Russia invaded Crimea. Mr. Hilscher is 46, but he isn't the youngest candidate. That is Danuše Nerudová. She's 43. She's an economist who previously headed Mendel University in Brno, and she was an advisor to the government during the COVID crisis. And Danuše Nerudová promises that she would reach out to those on the margins of Czech society if she's elected. And another leading candidate is Petr Pavel. He was chief of staff of the Czech army and also headed the NATO military committee. He is promising to deliver order and calm to the country in a campaign that emphasizes his rank as general, army general. Mr. Pavel says that he regrets joining the Communist Party before the revolution, but he strongly denies allegations that he worked in the military counterintelligence back in the communist days.
Mr. Pavel is well known, but that doesn't apply to all the 9 candidates.
Certainly not. Also running is Denisa Rohanova, who I guess would be recognized by very few people. She is the head of an association that's helping people in debt or facing foreclosure. The next candidate is a familiar face. That's Josef Stradula. He's the head of the National Confederation of Trade Unions. He's been emphasizing that he has a non-communist past, but some people have accused him of abusing his position to help his campaign for head of state. And last but not least, candidate number 9 is Tomáš Zima. He's a doctor and former head of Charles University. Mr. Zima was a member of the Communist Party pre-89. More recently, in 2019, he shut down a Czech-Chinese centre that he'd set up at Charles University after there were reports that it had received funding from the Chinese embassy here in Prague.
Thank you, Ian, for that roundup of the 9 presidential candidates.